name is Mark Butler of Zebra Technologies, and I'm here at Lowry Solutions Day talking to two of their industry experts. We're going to talk about three different significant words coming from our data collection industry, and coincidentally, all three of these words start with the letter I. Innovation, invention, and IoT.
Thanks, Mark. My name is Nick DiAgostino. I've worked at Lowry Solutions for 5 years, and I'm responsible for managed print services, enterprise mobility, and implementation of solutions industry-wide. Today, we're going to talk about how IoT and IIoT are different, and what IIoT is, and why you need to know about it.
Hello, my name is John Greaves. I represent Lowry Solutions in the public arena on standards and regulatory bodies, and I also manage our RFID practices, bid engine, and approval.
All right, Nick, let's start with you. Where is Lowry on innovation?
Lowry is at the tip of the spear of innovation, not only in our industry, but also in where technology is heading. We've been in business for over 40 years, and we've gone all the way back from your standard label on a pack of gum to now have implemented RFID solutions all over the world.
John, is that really the case at Lowry, or is that anywhere?
Very interesting. It's actually the case everywhere. There is no future for any company today without having innovation at the heart of that company. It does not matter whether, as in the case of Lowry, we're advancing technology, managed print solutions and services and systems are built around innovation. We have innovated the way in which we deliver managed print services. Zebra, of course, have innovated in how they have developed the humble printer that one used to wait a few minutes while it warmed up and you got a single sheet of paper. And that was so exciting, of course. You also had to set the margins every time. You had to determine the parameters. You didn't have multiple fonts. And the day that we got to printing barcodes was an awesome day. I know. I was there in Vernon Hills. And myself and the esteemed Dr. Clive Hoberger, of course, of great Zebra fame, drove standards towards printing barcodes and barcode generating. And innovation these days consists in the print industry and the print services in print systems in managing printing labels and being label compliant and being packaging ready and all so many groundbreaking steps. Innovation everywhere, but certainly here at Lowry and certainly in Zebra.
All right, so it's taking what you said, John, and then thinking of another letter that or another word that starts with the letter I, invention. So how does invention differ from innovation, Nick?
It doesn't, because innovation drives invention. So before we can understand IIoT, we have to first go through the progression of IoT, which is the Internet of Things. You can say that we've had four industrial revolutions in our country. The first one was in 1784, and that was when we had the invention of the steam engine. And that really opened up the world and the way that we travel and the ability to cross continents and to move goods across the world. The second industrial revolution was in the 1870s when we actually had what we know today as the Industrial Revolution. That's when we had the Transcontinental Railroad built. That allowed mass productions and assembly lines. It gave us electrical energy, which opened the doors to really limitless potential. The third industrial revolution is the one that we saw with the Apollo programs. It was automation. It was bringing computers into production. And it was our ability to program and depend on electronics to fulfill tasks that would otherwise need to be done by people. And that brings us to a new frontier, which we'll be discussing today, which is the fourth industrial revolution, also known as Industry 4.0, and that is IIoT, the Industrial Internet of Things.
That's fascinating. So, John, let me ask you, is that just at Lowry you guys recognize this, or is this actually across the entire industry?
There's never a singular action in any technology or any invention or innovation. The word invention is simply the creation of a device or similar that serves the innovative requirement. So if you take recent announcements by august bodies like Gartner, who say categorically, we only have 1% of the devices we will require to capture IoT and harness it and realize it. It is interesting that George Gilder, one of the great authors of technology and economy in this day and age, it was 20 years ago when George published his book that said, in 20 years or less, you will do your banking, you will do your TV watching, you will be watching movies, and you will be buying things on your phone. And everybody laughed. Well, I would suggest everybody listening to this deliverable is actually using it on a phone, or certainly will watch some portion or hear some portion through a media called the telephone. So that invention was because of that innovation. So we invented a phone, and then we innovated the invention to the point of utility. And that's what it's about. It's about utility. And frankly, if you want to talk about, as we should, about label innovation and label invention and manage print services, we're facing another innovative period. We're now reading, of course, the latest book by George Gilder, which is the fall of Google and the rise of the blockchain economy. And this will again be transformative. It will not just touch upon the transitions we've made for RFID and for real-time location systems, fundamental to the success of any IoT venture. We'll come back to that momentarily. But it also has to address blockchain. It also has to address electronic labeling. It has to address invisible forms of label, not just RFID. But the QR code that isn't QR anymore, that is in the back of your phone, that is behind the screen, that is transiting you as you go through the toll pass, etc. We had none of this, and certainly not in my youth. I won't tell you just how long ago it was, but we had aeroplanes with whirly things on the front called propellers. So I think that gives you a fair indication. That's my view. Innovation, invention, synchronous, but not necessarily of the same party.
So Nick, you mentioned Industry 4.0, and that includes the Internet of Things. The Internet of Things has become such a huge buzzword in our culture in today's lexicon. You know, what are your thoughts?
I think that it's great. I think that buzzword getting out is driving even more innovation and therefore even more inventions. And I think that we're going to continue to see that growth in these spheres and in our industry. Because right now, IoT is inevitably becoming IIoT.
So IIoT, John?
Yes.
What's that about?
Yes, Mark. Nick, of course, is right on the money. And money is an important part of IoT and IIoT, but it's also a huge differentiator. The Internet of Things is the methodology that is encroaching upon our ordinary and daily lives, whereby on your way home tonight, your smart fridge will send you the message over your smartphone through your smart car that will tell you that you're out of milk and pick some up on the way home. In industrial Internet of Things, is the methodology in the same process that tells the manufacturer how to make the fridge, the phone, and the car that gave you the message. So IoT, message. IIoT, method. And that's why and what drives, of course, two key words in this economy. Fulfillment. Thanks, as you know, to the success of Amazon, we all now expect to get everything yesterday, mm-hmm. Delivered yesterday, before we even thought we needed it. We didn't even know we needed it. How many people do you know who look in their garage, look around their house, look in their office? Here at Lowry, our excellent facilities director, Debbie Melvin, continues to look around the offices and go, where did I get this from? Why have you got this? We ourselves had a housekeeping moment, as we do every year, and asked everybody to surrender equipment that they had got for one purpose or another that yielded vast amounts of equipment. So the Internet of Things drives fulfillment. The industrial Internet of Things achieves fulfillment. And the second part of it, of course, is cost. Industry 4, IIoT, are fundamentally about cost. Lowry Solutions and our client base appreciate we never start from anything but the cost basis. Is it worth it? Is there an ROI? That's where we are of enormous value to our clients. We start with a value proposition. We examine the costs. We look at the benefits. We talk about return on investment, longevity, sustainability, environmental consequences. Will it be useful? And that is the differentiator between IoT and IIoT. The IoT may not give you something useful, but you may be amused by replaying Rodney Dangerfield on YouTube.
Well, that's excellent. Well, John, Nick, thanks so much for your time. We talked about invention, innovation, and not just IoT, but IIoT.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you.
Thank you.